here's a story from The World.
Biden is heading to Britain for the G7 summit. He's first meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The last time a U.S. president visited the U.K., thousands took to the streets of London to protest. This time around, it's expected to be a more welcoming affair. The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry starts us off today.
Cornwall in southwest England is on virtual lockdown this week, so it was hard not to notice some early arrivals. V-22 Ospreys were spotted circling above the small seaside resort where President Biden will be staying. Thousands of police have been sent in from across Britain and accommodation is tight. So tight, in fact, that a cruise ship docked off the Cornish coast is housing hundreds of police officers. It's the largest security event this part of Britain has ever experienced, and some of the locals aren't happy.
We've been affected in quite a major way, to be honest.
Kate Harrell runs the Bean Inn, a vegetarian restaurant located on the road into Carbis Bay, where the G7 summit is being held. You might think having so many world leaders in the one place would have restaurants overflowing. But between all the road closures and security checks, Harrell tells me things aren't looking good.
For us, we're normally a fully booked restaurant every night, and we're very, very quiet over those 3 days, unfortunately.
Locals in Cornwall might be unhappy, but one person who must be relishing the moment is the British Prime Minister. Having Biden come to the UK on his very first overseas trip as president is seen as a win for Boris Johnson. After all, rumour had it that Biden wasn't a fan of Johnson.
Before he became president, he's on record for saying that Boris Johnson was a physical and emotional clone of Donald Trump.
Stephen Fielding is Professor of Political History at the University of Nottingham. Top of the Prime Minister's agenda will likely be a new trade deal with the US, Fielding says, something Johnson promised would happen post-Brexit. Biden has made it clear that any disruption to peace in Northern Ireland caused by Brexit could scupper that trade deal. But Fielding says Johnson will make his meeting with Biden seem like a success, no matter what.
So basically, Boris Johnson wants to be able to come out of the room with Joe Biden, and he probably will anyway, because Boris Johnson is capable of saying black is white and white is black, that he's assuaged Joe Biden's concerns about what's going on in Northern Ireland, and that this has laid the foundations for a really good trade deal with the United States.
Johnson is also expected to appeal for the US border to be reopened to UK visitors. But with the COVID-19 Delta variant now dominant in Britain, Biden will likely be reluctant. The US president's visit isn't just about meeting with Boris Johnson. Leaders of the G7 countries will be there too, along with heads of state from several G20 nations. Julie Norman is with the Centre on US Politics at University College London. She says Biden's meetings with these other leaders may be more important for this trip.
The fact that India, Australia, South Korea will all be there is quite crucial for Biden's larger foreign policy vision of trying to tilt or pivot more towards Asia and towards the Asia Pacific. I think the fact that all of those three states are going to be represented is intentional for both the US and the UK and how they see their broader foreign policy agenda.
Norman says Biden's trip is also about fixing relations with traditional US partners after the Trump years. The global vaccine rollout and economic recovery are expected to be high on the G7 agenda. And like most of these big summits, there will be protests. Climate change activists rallied in West Cornwall on Saturday.
There's a climate emergency. It's an emergency we want all the G7 member states and their four guest countries to acknowledge next week.
They marched across a beach and into the water to raise awareness about rising sea levels. The protest group Extinction Rebellion wrote an open letter to local residents to apologise for the disruption they're likely to cause this week. Chris Bird is with the environmental campaign group.
It's not our intention to disrupt people's lives in a year when they've already been so disruptive. But we're already seeing crop failures and massive storms. When those sorts of things start to hit Cornwall, it'll make any disruption that we cause by having a march in the street very easily forgotten.
Bird says he knows that the world leaders may not see or hear their protests, but he hopes the American president gets the message loud and clear.
It's marvellous that Trump is no longer in power and sabotaging things, but Biden needs to do far, far more than he's actually doing already. We are in a crisis. There's no doubt about that.
That's the Whirly Tube Orchestra, as Bill Banks-Jones calls it. He's the artistic director of the Tete-a-Tete Opera Company. The whirly tubes are made out of abandoned fishing nets, and the sound is created by spinning them up in the air. Hundreds of volunteers will gather to perform on a beach opposite the G7 summit on Saturday afternoon. The whirly tubes might seem kind of frivolous, but Banks-Jones says there's a serious message for global leaders here.
If we get them out on that incredible sweep of beach, breathing the air and stopping for 10 minutes and taking the time to consider the beauty and the fragility of the environment they're in and playing them a kind of plaintive song with these tubes, then I think we really will leave them with something they'll never forget.
Before leaving the UK, Joe Biden will be making one final stop, Windsor Castle, to meet with the Queen. Then it's off to Brussels for a NATO summit before he heads to Geneva and faces what might be the most challenging part of his trip, a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. For The World, I'm Orla Barry. From PRX.